tells the unemployable, well, in my case like this with this, I might be 200 one time a day, the next time of day I might be a 50 or 60, so sometimes with certain ones of us, that's critical.
You always tell people if you wait to drink something when you're thirsty, you're already starting into the early stages of dehydration, so that's why you need to drink frequently.
Cody?
Roger on that. But I'm hoping to get back. Honestly, I'd like to get back to what I was when the whole shunt thing went south. That was, that was kind of, that was one plus being laid up for 6 weeks. I lost, well, I think I went from about 240-ish to about 180, 190, somewhere in that area. But, excuse me there, all I could stomach was egg drop soup, and that was about it.
Got that back in here, or you just gonna sit on the sidelines, KK4FTU?
Weekend, but a week, the prior weekend to this weekend, Saturday morning, there were some of these hunters around up here on the marine freights is running around. Girl, did I miss him or what?
He was stepped in here when I got on the air after the net and said he had to step out, but I don't know where he went, KK4FTU.
Think that they're doing right now, they're kind of messing around training their dogs or checking things out before the big day here or the big couple of weeks at the end of October. Y'all ever hear John, GFU John, in ya, hear him on Let Him Know About Gene. KJ4HIA passing away because he knew him well like myself.
I hear him. Andy, KK4FTU.
Heard that little bit right there at the end of that. I wouldn't have even known it myself. Let's go ahead and carry on. I'm going to go back just to monitor. I heard that about that while going. I thought he was diabetic. JI-4, LZI-Portable, going back to monitor.
Anything else going on interesting, Cody?
Not really. It's just same old every day over here. Get up in the morning, feed the cat, feed the chickens, let the dogs out. Might cut a little grass, might split a... Well, haven't split wood in a long while. But, yeah, pretty much the same old, same old. So, yeah.
Do some grass cutting myself. Possibly tomorrow if I get the car fixed.
Dude, all you need to do is get you a cow and stick out there in your milker. That's what you need. You need to put your milk cow out there in the yard.
That's the pies that they would leave, KK4FTU.
Never had to fertilize again. Look at it like that.
I have to deal with getting up any earlier than I do to make sure it's milked and watered and fed and all that, KK4FTU.
KK4RQO, yeah, roger on that. Oh, shoot, you don't have to get up by 2:30 in the morning, get it done, and get dressed, get you to breakfast, and head out the door.
Hard it is for me to make myself get up at 4:45 after going to bed at 10 or 11 o'clock.
Roger. Well, I guess you kind of get used to it after a while. That's what my dad does. He'll go to bed at 11:30-ish some nights after watching YouTube. And he gets in and gets back up at about 4:30-ish or so. Go do it all over again.
Friday wanted me, says, oh, we didn't need you to come in today. We need you to come in Saturday. I said, well, where were you last Saturday? I was in here. Oh, that's right. You were on your 5-day weekend.
Yeah, Roger, Roger on that. Oh, and I remember something else about the neighbor at the end of the road that I told him when I dropped his mower off. He asked me, he says, well, how many pulls do you think I'll take the crank? I don't know, two. I knew it might take one, but I just gave myself a little pether in case the thing one tried something. So I hit the primer about four times, pulled it off. He's like, guy, you're a smart aleck, Gary. You said two, and it fired off the first one. I'm like, I looked at him like, well, I give myself a pad in case something goes wrong. It's very rare it does, but as sure as I know something will go wrong. But after that, I told him, I said, let this be a literal example of why you never, ever thank them with vision if you can't get the job done beyond what you think. This is good. Because everywhere I worked, they didn't pay attention to that, and they lost a whole lot when I walked out that door, and he just laughed at me. Well, you got a better gig working on the farm anyway, so you can make your own hours and make money under the table.
Is that you, Earl? Come on, what are you doing? He was using Earl as a chew toy. I don't believe he can get away from Sheba.
You know, that kind of reminds me of old, oh, God, who was that comedian with the English Bulldog? It kind of reminds me of that little, I can't think of who it was, but it's pretty funny. So, yeah. But, she probably got him held up in the outhouse.
For a bucket of ice water from that hot chili that he made, KK4FTU.
Anybody knows, you eat hot, you need to be chugging milk.
Endorphins that it creates, though. You don't get the natural high from all the endorphins that eating spicy stuff will give you, though.
It's your Roger. Or if you really want to be mean and get someone to eat something really hot and give them a jug of tea or soda, say, go for it. Literally like dumping gas on a fire.
He's got his fall garden planted yet with his greens and his spinach and all that stuff.
Yep. Now, we hadn't really done much with our garden because it's just been so hectic. I'm finally getting Dad to sit down tomorrow. Get my chicken yard put together, well, improved. So I can let chickens out every day because they're starting to go on strike with laying eggs. I'm like, nope, can't have none of that crap.
What happened? Gotta keep them somewhat happy so they keep bringing those eggs in for you so you can have some ammo if nothing else.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Leave them out there and get them nice and rotten and start splattering them on folks that I don't want on the property.
Yep, I was telling you about called the Biscuit Eater.
Yeah, Roger, Roger.
To be pretty good, wasn't it?
Roger, Roger.
Disney made decent movies for the family.
That's right. That's not a bad-looking rig your brother's got there. Shoot, I tell you what, if you get a wild hair and he's looking the right direction, throw that thing on the back of your car and haul it down here. I'll find a place to stick it in the yard.
That happened. He's already got people bringing logs to him and telling him, hey, I got these logs I need you to come pick up. I think he's got one that he's going to have to use his Alaska chainsaw mill to cut it before he can make boards because it's so big. I think the biggest he can cut board width is 20 or 22 inches.
Roger, Roger, on the oversized logs.
Instead of building a barn with, going to have an apartment or living quarters up above it. And he's about got it in the dry. He's got it framed up. I don't know what he did yesterday. I was at my dad's, and it's just down the way a little bit, but He's supposed to be getting it in the drive pretty quick.
Roger.
To get him a bigger tractor, and he says, I don't think I need anything bigger. We just use what I have to drag them down in front of it, and I'm going to put some rails and get a winch set up to winch them up onto the sawmill.
Say that until he gets that thing, if you use one of them hog hangers, like my dad would call it, with the, that you put on the tree point, and he goes dragging it, and the next thing you know, it blows the hydraulics out, and he'll be thinking, dang it, should have got a bigger tractor.
What he's doing is hooking a chain to it and hooking it to the tractor, not so much lifting.
Roger on that. Well, I hate to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and clear with you so I can hit the sack and get up in the morning. Not my usual routine to get up at 30, but I'm going to get up in the morning so I can get my dad to help me not put them wood posts in, and maybe tomorrow or Wednesday we'll do the T-post and maybe get this thing done so I can let chickens out every day. That should be nice. They'll appreciate it, and I can sit back and breathe a sigh of relief knowing that, well, at least by ground coverage, ain't nothing going to get in. So, yeah, for you, if we hear you in here tomorrow night, we'll definitely holler at you. As KK4RKL, be clear on yours.
There, I ought to have your garden area fenced in to where fixed where you can fence it in and turn the chickens loose in it during daylight hours and let them pick and eat the bugs that are in on the garden, KK4NT. You have a good one, Cody. Good talking with you, and we'll do it again.
Well, that would actually be a good idea if my yard for the chickens wasn't a half a mile up the driveway, and the gardens are on the bottom end of the property where the house is. So if it wasn't for the distance issue, yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Hey, out to make the chicken house mobile then.
Roger on that. Well, we'll catch you later, my friend. KK4RQO clear and QRT.
Cody, we'll talk to you later. KK4FTU clear.